What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Yeah, I think, you know, not as much as we would if he was full go, there's no doubt. But I think, like I said, I'm huge on walkthroughs, on practice, things like that, because until you get on the grass and actually do it and feel the timing and feel the depths of routes and things of that nature, I don't know exactly how much you can get out of that. So I think we're kind of at that point to where we need to start getting those guys when they're available out there and gelling and seeing what we are as an offense.
Cliff Kingsbury with the media today. Welcome back to Grant and Danny.
We are Grant and Danny. We are exclusively sponsored by the law firm of Condori and Morad. Estate planning, elder law, real estate transactions, probate administration. Their attorneys are always there to protect you and your family's assets. Schedule a free consultation with their team today by visiting kmlawyers.com and be sure to let them know that we sent you. That's kmlawyers.com.
Kingsbury's comments were a departure from what we've been hearing previously. I want to open up the phones for the first time today right now so you can hop in line. We'll answer these as they come in and get you on the air at 800-636-1067. Do you think that what we heard is the beginning of a shift in tone for the Commanders, that they will now start addressing the McLaurin situation publicly slightly differently? Because it is August 15th, because we are in now the end of week 2 of the preseason. I mean, this is now the ramp up, final week of the preseason, and then cut down, and you're on to the Giants. So we're here now. Do you think there's going to be a shift, or was this just Cliff making a comment, which is what I am positing? I think he is just an honest guy, doesn't really mince words. By the way, did it in a very respectful way. This is a sharp dude who's been a head coach. He didn't provide crazy headlines, but right away, everybody across the country, from Mike Garofalo to Ian Rappaport to Adam Schefter, was quoting him and saying, here's what Cliff Kingsbury just said. Dan Quinn has not provided that opportunity strategically. There hasn't really been one thing he said about Terry McLaurin that was incendiary enough to make the rounds nationally. That changed a bit with Kingsbury saying, it is time to get our guys practicing. Didn't single him out, didn't mention him by name, but that was obviously who he was talking to when he was asked about Terry. Is this the beginning of a shift in how they're going to talk about him, or is this a one-off? That is the question at 800-636-1067.
I believe this is the beginning of a shift. And Kingsbury, I think you categorized it very well, is honest. Like, he was stating the fact. This is the deal. Everybody knows this. There's a reason we practice. If it didn't matter, we never would do it, but it does. Like, this is the opportunity. This is how we get better. This is how we get ready to play football. He needs to come play football for us to be, ipso facto, ready to play football. I think you're going to see more of this because it is time. I mean, that was my feeling yesterday, and I think more and more are going to come over to this. Again, I think you have to be able to spin two plates. You can have empathy, sympathy, understanding, even a rooting interest in Terry McLaurin earning as much as he possibly can. He's a great dude. He's been very good here, et cetera. The reality of the situation, though, is all of that may be true. The other thing that's true that now wins the tug of war for me, and it sounds like for Kingsbury and maybe for others as time goes on, is true, buddy. Football season now. Under contract now, football team needs you. A worse you is worse for all of us. You're too important. With all due respect, if the 52nd guy on the roster is holding out, we'll be okay. We're not okay without our number one option. You can't get off to a slow start. We can't just give away a month of football while you're getting up to speed. We can't just give away however many games and have an inept offense because you pulled your hamstring because you weren't in game shape yet.
Quinn talks tomorrow morning before practice. They practice, I believe, at 9 a.m. He'll be at the podium at about 8:30, kicking off his Saturday morning. He's going to be asked point blank by somebody. Here's what Cliff said. React to it, or do you agree with him? What's he going to say? That's the other question I've got for people, and I'll give you my guess here in a moment. But 800-636-1067 is how you can hop in. Let's go to Joe, who's at Reston on Grant and Danny. What's up, Joe? How are you?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call.
Hey, Joe.
I really think the team at this point does need to come out and change the tone, because I do believe that they've been the utmost professionals in the sense that they've never really leaked the amount of money that Terry was asking or anything about the negotiations. But I think as we get closer to the season, it would do the team a better view, and the fans need to see that maybe Terry is asking for a crazy amount of money and that it's not just their fault. In these negotiations, I just think that the line needs to be drawn there so that the fans at least can see what's going on behind the scenes a little bit.
Thank you, Joe. So they have handled it extremely professionally.
Yes.
Maybe even too much so. And here's what I mean by that. I think they would have benefited by actually acknowledging, doesn't need to be public on the record, but enough and more than they have, how out of whack his asks are, if they are, right? If, in fact, he came to them originally at $35 to $40 million, which was suggested by Yahoo's Charles Robinson yesterday, that's something they should put out there. If he's still at $35 million, $34 million, not the $32 or $33 that most of us are assuming, that's something that they should get out there. I believe that. I think that that's how the game works, so to speak. People can say, oh, that's dirty, that's ugly, that's taking the low road. I don't agree. I just think that's how the business works when you've kind of seen how the sausage gets made. And I think they have been exceedingly professional, to some extent, maybe, to their own detriment in terms of negativity. Someone like me who sees it both ways and presents their side some days and Terry's side another day, I might just see it their way if I knew that Terry and Buddy Baker are asking for something crazy like $37 million right now, right? So that's number one. But number two, when he says it is time, I think there's something to that. My point, though, would be Dan Quinn, I bet, could do this really well. Where, like, it is such a great skill, high EQ, sharp, likable, nice people like Dan Quinn. You can kind of jab someone, and they're bleeding, and they don't even know you did it.
Yeah, this is diplomacy time. It ain't easy, right?
But I think he could toe the line, and I think what I would do if I was him is tomorrow when somebody says, hey, yesterday Cliff was sitting in that seat and he said it's time to get guys on the field, and he was clearly referencing he wants Terry out there. What do you think about that? I would take the bait if I'm Dan Quinn, just a little bit. And I would say, I understand his mounting frustration. We're hoping, if he's going to keep playing this thing like Terry's hurt, he's going to keep playing along with that, he could do whatever he needs to as the caveat. Like, hey, he's working hard, he's getting healthy. But what I would do is make it known. But it's getting late early here. We got a game in 19 days, whatever the number is.
Mm-hmm.
We've only got one more week of the preseason left, and we've now lost some important joint practices. So guys that aren't practicing are paying for it, and their teammates are paying for it some too. So the sooner we can get everybody on the field, the better. It could be that non-threatening, and it would still be a gigantic departure from so far what has just been, yeah, he's hurt. Him and Sam Cosmi are rehabbing. And by the way, we love him. And that's my guy. I love him. It's just business. At some point, I need that to become, we got to have him on the field. And you could say it in however many words you want to.
Mm-hmm.
But the shift has to start. And I hope that comes. Like, Kingsbury made it possible for you now. He is.
Open the door.
He went in front of you with like a knife and just knocked down a bunch of weeds so you could walk behind him without as many bugs getting on you.
Good analogy, by the way.
Thank you.
Just using the yard work, and I'm like, so what's happening with the knife? And all of a sudden, I got the weed whacker.
I couldn't
it's easier.
Of the actual
term. No, it's a scythe, and like you're kind of working through the jungle.
Yeah,
he's blazing a trail.
Like, he's going boom, 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 and now all of a sudden, I'm able to like high knee it through there.
I totally get it. I love that analogy. I wasn't even being flippant. I liked it, but I think that's right on. I don't know that that's what Dan Quinn will do in public. Honestly, again, he's such a diplomat. He's such a positive. He's got this very crafted, and again, it sounds like I'm accusing him of being a big fraud. I'm not. He's got this very well-crafted persona.
I think he's actually just a butt-nice guy.
Yeah, like that's kind of what he goes about his life 24-7 is to sort of behave this way where no one's getting run under the bus, period, end of story. Not on my watch, right? Like that sort of MO. And any kind of shot across the bow would be taken super significantly because it's him, because that's how he does it. Whereas if Mike Vrabel gets up there as matter of the fact going, we need him to practice, people are like, yep, there's Vrabel, just Vrabeling it up, right? But that's not who Dan Quinn is. So that would be really significant if he did, if you found a way to diplomatically say, obviously he's got to go through some stuff. We totally get it. But at the same time, hey, we need him here, man. It's time.
That's actually a good point, though. I'm just thinking about this. You mentioned Vrabel. A guy like that is viewed more as like a hard ass, yep, for lack of a better phrase. A Marty Schottenheimer type disciplinarian. Right. I'd imagine Vrabel would not be playing nearly as nice with this.
Not at all.
Some of how Dan Quinn has handled this is not just team strategy. It is because he's a super nice guy.
So he is, yeah.
That's probably true. And if you're Vrabel, business is business. To some extent, you have to let it play out. I think you'd high road it for a few days. But I think you'd have a shorter fuse than DQ is shown. And I think you would just push would come to shove faster where you'd be like, guys, I'm not talking about the injury anymore. He's got to practice. Whereas with Quinn, I just don't know how long the leash she's giving McLaurin is. It seems very long. I think it's more possible that he doesn't play against the Giants. Again, I think he's going to, but follow me for a second.
Okay.
In a world where he doesn't play against the Giants, I think it's more possible that at that time Dan Quinn is still like talking about his ankle and how much they love him.
Yeah.
Then that he comes out over the weekend and goes hard and says, he needs to be on the practice field soon. This is getting ridiculous. I just think he's that kind of guy. He's just, at least publicly, behind mm-hmm. the scenes, he might handle his business with a iron fist. But at the podium, I really believe like the next time he says something that will offend a player will be the first. And I think it's one of his greatest skills. I think it's why he's beloved. It's a really, really good thing.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station this Wednesday on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.